You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. When do you know when it's time to get your Botox injections again? Or any of those neuromodulators like Dysport, Botox, Xeomin? How do you know? Well, that's a question I get asked all the time, especially in brand new Botox patients or brand new neuromodulator patients, because I don't think that you have experienced what happens after that Botox or Dysport or whichever one of the ones you're using kick in and give you that result that you've really been unbelievably looking for. Because what happens is, and this is what I end up telling all of you that come in, especially for the first time, that's never really experienced it before. I tell everyone it's going to take somewhere between 4 to 6 months for you to really not have the impact any longer. And what I mean by impact, so many of you explain certain things that you notice that happens after the Botox kicks in. And everybody's Botox kicks in a little bit differently, but I tell everyone somewhere between, 2 to 4 days, it's going to start to work. And then around 10 to 14 days, it kind of reaches its maximum. And from that point on, you're going to experience so many really cool things. Again, depending on where it's been injected. So for instance, if it's being injected around your eyebrow area to stop some of those frown lines, you'll notice when you're able to like really start to begin that frowning process again. But for patients that get this brow lifting experience where you feel like you're much more wide open and the aperture of your eyes are open more and all of that experience, well, trust me, when that starts to fade away after around that 4th month or somewhere between the 4th and 6th month, you'll know that it's time, because everyone says they start to look more tired or they start to feel like they just don't look as bright and open as they have before, especially around their eyes. Now, one of the things that I have seen more and more is that patients that have been using Botox, let's say, for many, many years, and I've been injecting you, and if it's you, you know what I'm talking about. It's been around for over 25 years now, so I've been injecting this stuff for over 25 years. What'll happen is many of you that have started to get the Botox injected, not only around your forehead region or your eyebrow region, but now we're starting to do it around the mouth, around the jawline, around the neck. When we start to do it in those locations and you experience that tightening that can happen, many of you, when that starts to wear off, come to me to say you think it's time for a facelift or a neck lift. And true, it may be, but most of the time I'll tell you it's probably because that Botox wore off. And so interesting to me is the fact that those are the areas that are much more subtle in effect. Because when we inject Botox, let's say, in that forehead and around the crow's feet, your skin also takes on this tight, shiny, almost like a glistening appearance. That doesn't necessarily happen when we're doing around the mouth or the neck and things like that, because it's just a different way that we're injecting things. And what we're doing there is trying to prevent some of those jowls from forming or tightening up some of those vertical neck bands, things like that, which won't give you the shiny look to the skin. But when it's not there any longer, you definitely start to notice that something's missing. So again, things to just think about while you're looking at all of these types of neuromodulators and neurotoxins and things like, you know, you'll hear different things talked about with the longevity and how long it may last in one of your girlfriends versus how long it may last in you. A lot of it has to do with the number of units that you need to make those muscles relax. And it can vary depending on how thick those muscles are, how animated you really are. And it's not a big deal to be able to put a little bit more in after it's really kicked in, after that 10-day to 2-week period. You know, I always have patients come back after that period of time, especially if you're brand new to the Botox world, because it's a great way for me to see how much of those units or how much did that Botox take effect in the areas that we treated. And that way we'll know for the future, almost like having like a roadmap in the future, how many units or how much Botox, let's say, will it take to get the look that you're going for. So keep it in mind. If you're a new person to Botox, it is definitely one of those things that I always say, if you wanted to try it out somewhere, the crow's feet are a great area to try out because it explains everything to you once it kicks in. You won't be able to aggressively squint because those muscles have been placed to rest. But you'll also notice that the aperture of your eye opens a little more, and those lines, those crow's feet, are so much more improved that you'll really understand how this whole thing works. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be back with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.